We have found three podcasters with Attitude America. I'm Zach Nanimus.
I'm Johnny Dim.
And I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie B47 from the Ranger Command Power Hour.
And you have just stumbled into a very special War Pod Mini. Tonight we are going to be talking with Eric, a.k.a. once again Trekkie B47 from the Ranger Power Hour. Did I say that right?
Ranger Command Power Hour.
Ranger Command Power Hour. How's it going, Eric?
It's going awesome. Just really great. Last night I had a really awesome interview on my own podcast with one of the current Power Rangers in the newest series. And so I'm on cloud nine right now.
Very cool.
Who was that with?
It's Yoshi Sadarso. He plays Coda, the Blue Ranger in Power Rangers Dino Charge, which is the latest season of the franchise.
Is he an older actor?
No, he's actually 24.
Okay, so he's one of the teens with attitude.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, one of the 24-year-old teens with attitude.
Right.
No, because Admittedly, I watched a couple of episodes of Samurai, and I think that was...
I'm sorry, because as a member of the fandom, I have to apologize for that season.
The thing was, I tried to get back into it around the time that Netflix started offering Power Rangers, the original series, again.
Oh, yeah.
And so I watched it, and it was one of those things, it kind of crushed me. I was like, wow, this did not age very well at all. And so, but I was like, you know, I was still interested in the Green Ranger arc, so I fast-forwarded to that, and I was like, you know, it must have gotten better. And then, you know, I tried what was current at the time, and that was Samurai.
Ooh.
And I just...
There's much better seasons than that.
Well, you know, that's actually really interesting to know.
Yeah, actually, the season before it... Samurai was the season once Saban Brands bought back the franchise from Disney. So after the 10th season, which was Wild Force, Saban sold the series to Disney. And Disney had it for about 10 years. And they moved production from LA to New Zealand. And So Samurai... Before Samurai, Disney was no longer interested in the franchise and they dumped it. So the last season that Disney made, they didn't give a shit about like what the direction was. And it became one of the best seasons of the show. It's called Power Rangers RPM. It's got like a post-apocalyptic Mad Max vibe to it. And the whole fandom pretty much declares it like one of the greatest seasons. There's a lot of actors that you might know on it that are currently on television. Most famously right now, Rose McIver from iZombie. She was actually the Yellow Ranger of that season.
Oh, wow.
And it was like one of her first big roles. And then once Saban bought the show back, that's when you got Samurai and the deal with Nickelodeon, and the past 4 years were under one executive producer, and the quality of the show wasn't there. Saban Brands recognized that, brought back an older executive producer from some of the more critically acclaimed series, and that's the current season, the 23rd season of the show, which is Dino Charge. And it's bringing back some of the original flavor without a lot of the camp, and people are really loving the current show.
Well, there you go. There's your Power Ranger education for the episode.
Yeah. Sorry to go on such a tangent.
No, that's fine. It shows that you're actually very passionate about it. What sparked this mini where we brought you on was I had seen some updates to the roster of the new what's going to be the Power Rangers movie coming in 2017. And I was like, this would be a good opportunity to get someone that's actually on one of the networks we're on, the Four Eyed Radio Network, because I saw that you guys were actually one of the more, are probably the most popular podcast on that network.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to admit, I'm a little surprised, just a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't think that Power Rangers would have that much of a following, but man, it does it. It's pretty impressive.
And there goes our audience. They're all closeted Power Ranger fans, and you just alienated every one of them.
No, it was just an assumption I had. I mean, I'm not a huge. I loved Power Rangers when I was a kid. It didn't last for me. But I'm happy to see that it did for other people. That's really cool because it's like you said. How many seasons? 20 something.
Yeah, 23.
That's mm-hmm. insane to me. It's awesome.
A couple weeks ago, they actually celebrated their 800th episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. But what I wanted to talk about today was some of that was kind of based off of that roster announcement. Well, there's what, I have it right here. It was, what was her name?
Naomi.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes. And she's actually kind of a, Naomi Scott. Yeah.
Naomi Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still trying to learn the name.
Yeah, yeah. But she was announced as the Pink Ranger.
Yes.
And so I was like, you know, this would be a good opportunity to get you on. We could actually, what would be fun is if we kind of had, we came up with our own, like, favorite Power Ranger and who we think should play that Power Ranger. When I told Zach about this, he says, I know, he said immediately he knew who he wanted to play his favorite Power Ranger. And I was thinking back and I was like, who could it be? And I think I know exactly who it is. And I was like, that was exactly who I was going to pick for my favorite Ranger. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to create a whole roster for all the Power Rangers. That way I don't have to be exactly like Zach. Now, Zach.
Yes.
Now is the time to figure out if I was right or not.
Okay.
Who were you thinking about and which Power Ranger?
Oh, that would easily be the Green Ranger.
Okay. This may not have been the same. I actually might have been wrong.
Oh, were you thinking Zach?
I was.
Oh, you're right. I just changed my answer because I knew what you were thinking.
And the actor was for Zach. What was it?
Oh, we're gonna do this right now.
Yeah, I mean that's the whole point.
Okay, so my favorite Ranger growing up was always the Black Ranger for two reasons. His name was Zach, and also black was my favorite color as a kid. Like no joke. Like, I was wearing black before, like, the Power Ranger show. And, like, it wasn't, like, a goth thing. I was just, like, wear full black for, like, no reason. How old do you have to be goth? Do you have to be at least pubescent?
No, it's not a requirement. It's just more common.
Right.
Okay. But no, okay. So, for the Power Rangers movie, I would like to see Donald Glover in the role.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yes.
Interesting.
However, I would prefer this to be a story about time travel, and so his older self will come into the show, and it'll be kind of like a mystery: who's this other, you know, Black Ranger? And eventually, they're all together. Is there a Zordon anymore? Is that still a feature?
No, well, no. I mean, they have different mentors. Zordon got kind of killed off in...
Time travel. They're back in Zordon's cave. They're back in Zordon's cave. You know, and it's the big reveal, just like they had the White Ranger, and they're like, oh, who's this White Ranger? So the older Black Ranger pulls off his helmet. It's Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, my God.
Lando Calrissian.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty good. That is actually really good.
Hello, I'm the administrator of this Megazord.
See, and my assumption was, is because we've talked about this actor before, was Michael B. Jordan as the Black Ranger.
I don't see it.
That was my assumption. I'm glad that that's fine. It motivated me to create an entire roster of Power Rangers. I don't know, Eric, did you prepare just one or did you have you've probably been thinking about this for years.
Wait, one caveat.
Okay.
For those who are not familiar with the first seasons of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I picked Donald Glover not because he's black and he'll be the Black Ranger. The character Zach was himself black.
Right. I've got more on that particular subject when I do
I just
mine.
Wanted to say that.
Yeah.
All right. So are we sticking like with Mighty Morphin just for like easy sake?
Yeah.
I would say it's necessary. I picked it because it's what I know.
Yeah. And me too.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah, that's generally that's what the general audience pretty much knows. So yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay.
And so are we doing this like casting this movie ourselves kind of a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Originally I'd said like just pick one ranger. I thought that would be enough, but then I went crazy and did all five. So it's completely up to you.
I kind of have a really good answer for this, but I'll let you go first.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll go first. Okay, so I just assumed Michael B. Jordan for Black Ranger, and I was like, okay, I need to do the whole roster. And for the Blue Ranger, I'm thinking the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, so it's got to be somebody nerdy. And I was like, who can play a good nerd? And I went with, first, I was like, it could be a kind of a, he could also be kind of like the comic relief. I was like, Michael Cera would be kind of good for that. But then, and then I had some alternates just in case. Christopher Mintz Plasse, which is McLovin. People know him as McLovin or the motherfucker. And then I also had Richard Iode, which is...
I also had Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill?
Basically the rest of the cast of the Superbad.
No, I stopped there.
Bill Hader. No, okay, Bill Hader would make a great Blue Ranger.
No, I agree. I agree with that. But he's a little old, though.
One of the Power Rangers was a dinosaur. A yeah. literal dinosaur. It okay,
that's fine. In my mind, they're all in high school.
Okay.
And then I had Justin Long as also a backup. And then the Red Ranger, I had either Dave Franco or Jamie Bell. And if you don't know who he is, he's the kid who played Billy Elliot in the Dancer movie.
Billy Elliot, okay. I believe, yeah. was the name of that movie.
What'd you say?
It was just his name.
I know. The name of the movie was Billy Elliot, but I didn't know if anybody remembered the movie. So I was just trying to say it was the one where the kid was dancing and he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, Flashdance.
Yeah, there you go. My Pink Ranger is Emma Stone.
Okay.
And then
I think that's skating a little too old now.
No, yeah, she is. She is a bit older, but I think she can be. She could be made to play a younger character, I think.
She just played Gwen Stacy, so
that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think of the Pink Ranger as like much girlier.
Oh yeah, sure. But I kind of like that in my Ranger. I like her to be a little more maybe tomboyish, just a little bit.
It'd be one of those sort of ironic things, kind of like when they first brought out the Toad Ranger. It was kind of a joke,
right?
And so hers would be like, "I'm not a girl,"
right?
Despite my gender
and color pink. So the Yellow Ranger was actually hard for me to come up with because I don't know very many young Asian women actresses. And not saying that it has to be a young Asian right. woman. And this is where it got a little iffy in my head. I'm like, is it more racist to have the Yellow Ranger be Asian or to have it not be Asian and then exclude the Asian from the group? And I couldn't really decide, so I just defaulted and said Anna Akana, which is not even someone I really know, but she is an Asian woman actress who looked really good in what I saw. I had to do research on this. Like I said, I don't have a long list of people that would fill that role in my mind. But anyway, if you want to look.
Oh, yeah, she's a YouTuber, and she was in like that last segment of Ant-Man.
Yes, yes. And apparently she was a writer on that movie, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And which is really impressive. But anyway, I thought she looked the part. I thought she looked really good. Eric, what did you have in mind?
Okay, have you guys...
Well, there was one thing I was thinking of for Yellow Ranger, if you did want to be an Asian character, so it would be Trina, you know, from the show. Right. Ming-Na Wen wouldn't be bad.
I don't know.
She's a little older, but she doesn't really look her age.
What does she play in?
She's May in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
But, you know, in real life, she's like 50-something.
Well, they also push.
She's an Asian 50. Those people age beautifully.
Yeah, they do. I was going to say that, but when I would have said it, it would have sounded really racist. I like the way you worded that.
You were probably just going to say, they stay hot.
Okay, yeah. my answer kind of depends on something. Do you guys watch The 100 on CW?
Mm-mm. No.
Ever heard of that show? No?
I have heard of it, but I've never watched it.
It vaguely rings a bell.
It's actually a really good show about kind of like a post-apocalyptic thing. But a lot of the cast on there are like this young kind of teenagers thing. I think a lot of them would be great. One rumor that was floating around before all this casting stuff and there were some news sites that were like really promoting this one person. And it was a completely false rumor, but I wouldn't mind if she was. Chloe Grace Moretz, also from Kick-Ass.
Oh, okay.
She was Hit Girl. I think she'd make a great Kimberly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she would. But that would kind of be another one of those things where she kind of resents being the Pink Ranger.
Yeah, I think that could work.
Because she's known for playing such intense characters.
Yeah, it could work.
Maybe they just make the Pink Ranger really dark in this one. Well, going from the casting sides, which I think are complete BS, but there were some casting sides that were released a month ago. And in those versions, Kimberly's actually dealing with cancer.
Oh, wow.
So they're kind of going grimdark with the movie a little bit.
Interesting.
Is she going to have like chemo powers?
I don't know.
Was that insensitive? I don't know.
No.
Well, no, it's radiation. That's where most superpowers come from, right?
That's true. But no, I think they're just trying to inject more like, you know, real life stuff.
Sure.
Into that more drama.
Yeah.
Right. But won't the, yeah. And I don't know, like the moral of that particular story would be, because we all know what's going to happen. The magic of Power Rangers is going to heal her cancer. So like the moral of that story would be, if you have a life problem, be a Power Ranger.
that should be advice for everyone.
I was gonna say, that would solve a lot of problems.
It would.
Yeah.
But hold on. The thing is that I know at least in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and at least Magi Ranger, I forget what they call it in the States.
Mystic Force.
So that's all magic.
Right.
So that falls into holistic medicine, which I think is also kind of a double-edged sword of like moral for children's stories.
I never thought of it like that, but no, that's a good point.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Eric? Your precious Power Rangers.
What do you got next, Eric?
Oh, geez. Well, now I'm kind of on the spot because
Oh, if that's all you had, that's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to have to leave anybody out that if you were actually had one in mind. But that was actually a good choice. I like that one.
Yeah, but like with this new casting, I mean, obviously with Naomi Scott just being announced last week. I mean, the Power Rangers and Saban brands, they create a whole new Instagram account for the movie just to start announce casting. So I think, you know, in the coming weeks, we're going to find out a lot more about who else are playing these Rangers. But I'm really curious to see who they go with. There's a lot of young actors out there that are up and coming that I think would be good choices. And who knows, they may just throw in a couple complete unknowns.
Yeah, which Naomi almost was, but she did have a big role just recently in The Martian.
Mm-hmm. And she was also in I just blanked on the name. Terra Nova on
Fox. Right, yeah. Right. Yep.
I know one that they absolutely have to include.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Ranger needs to be played by Jason David Frank.
God, no.
Yes.
No.
Why, Zach? Why does he have to play in this movie?
I mean, at least in my mind, he's so iconic as, you know, a Power Ranger.
Well, what's interesting about this set of Rangers is they're not calling it a reboot, which mm-hmm. I think is interesting.
Good.
And I don't know if they're planning on including any of the older Power Rangers, like if there's going to be like a passing of the torch type thing. But it seems like they're just going to be much, you know, they're basically kind of resetting. I don't know, in a way, yeah, passing the torch. But I don't know if there's actually going to be like other Rangers in it.
Right. There was some stuff that released last week. Like Collider was reporting some stuff that it may be a passing of a torch from the current season to like something with the morphing grid, and in a way, almost time travel.
Mm. Yeah.
So things are kind of, I don't know. It was interesting to me when they did announce Naomi Scott, they called her as the Pink Ranger, not as Kimberly.
Right.
So who knows if we are getting a reboot? I mean, that's for the past couple of years since they've announced it. Everyone's assuming that it's going to be a Mighty Morphin reboot, but It might be something along the lines of J.J. Abrams' Star Trek, where they where it's kind of like the old, but they spin it into a new universe kind
of thing. Right, almost like a new universe type of deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting question. Obviously, they can't do exactly what they did in the new Star Trek films. Right. What do you think the best way to handle that would be?
Well, you kind of got like a Deus Ex Machina with the Morphin Grid, which gives all the Rangers their powers. And I mean, there's something that could happen with that. Who knows if it would open some kind of portal or something, or maybe one of Billy's inventions goes haywire, and who knows? I mean, there's a lot of ways you could do it. Throughout Power Rangers history, there's always been mystical beings and otherworldly creatures and aliens. So I think that's what's so great about Power Rangers is that it's not necessarily one type of genre. You can have a post-apocalyptic season. You can have time travel. I mean, there's a whole show called Time Force that dealt with time travel. You could have dinosaurs. You could have magical people. They could be space cops. Like, Power Rangers has done so many different things that I just think the genre is wide open for the movie.
And it's surprising, a little bit. This has been a little eye-opening for me because there's so much to talk about at Power Rangers. I thought we could get away with a 15-minute episode here, but that's obviously not the case. We will have to wrap it up. And
sure.
Unfortunately, we'll have to have you on again. We got so much more definitely to talk about. Especially since the movie's not out for another couple of years, so we can all, you know, speculate and all kinds of stuff for forever.
Definitely. You guys are more than welcome to come on to our show as well.
Oh, definitely. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Ooh. We'll have to think of a good name for it, but Johnny and I could sit down and we could watch some of the lesser known Power Rangers and then bring sort of the
the new guy perspective.
Yeah, sort of. Because you're like a fan.
And oh, yeah.
You know, we're just 90s kids. Right. So.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
But no, definitely. I mean, that would be great. And that's what's so great about Netflix. It's every season is on there. It's, yeah. I mean, it's all there. Like I said, it depends on your interests. If you want space cops, there's SPD. If you want kind of Mad Max apocalyptics, there's RPM. If you want some Harry Potter type magic, you go with Mystic Force. Like, there's just a ton out there. But I will give one suggestion. Since you guys are big Mighty Morphin fans, definitely give the season Dino Thunder a try, because that's when Jason David Frank did come back to the franchise, mm-hmm, in 2004, mm-hmm, and he became the mentor for a new team of Dino Rangers.
Very cool.
So I would definitely do that one if you guys are interested.
Absolutely. We have to look into that one.
One last question, because it is something, sure, that we touched on our podcast. How did the rated R Power Rangers trailer resonate with core fans?
With core fans, there was a huge negative reaction, and I just want to preface, it wasn't like officially approved by Saban Brands or anything. This was just, this was like an off the cuff reboot type of trailer, or in the director's words, a deboot. kind of mixing up, and it was supposed to be like a parody of all these gritty remakes that are happening with our childhood franchises, and they took it to a new extreme with this. I mean, for what it was, you know, there were some fans that were like, oh yeah, hardcore reboot, that's awesome. But the majority of the core fan base was totally against it, just hated it.
Just as a concept, or was there a particular part?
It was more just the concept and the way they did things. And I guess that was the director's whole point. Like, he wanted to shake things up and show that, you know, sometimes these childhood remakes can go too far, and this is one extreme. And there was a subsection of, like, the kind of like the 90s kids that saw that and were like, oh my God, that'd be so cool. Yeah, gritty Power Rangers, woo. Where the core fan base was like, whoa, I don't want anything like this. So, and it was just more of that, like, darker tone that I think turned people off, because that's not what Power Rangers is about. I mean, there's, you know, good fighting evil. And I mean, when you start bringing things like, oh yeah, drugs and blowing people's heads up, and I mean, that's cool for like a general action movie, but for Power Rangers, it's a kids franchise at heart. Like, you got to keep it real with the kids. And I think that's why the general fan base had such a negative reaction to it.
I can totally understand that. I think Johnny and I were wrapped up in the spectacle of it.
Oh yeah. And it definitely was a spectacle. And there's no doubt, like, the graphics and all of it were amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, look-wise, that would be amazing if the real Power Rangers movie looked like that, with, like, big Transformer-type robots, you know, awesome fighting scenes. I think it would be amazing on the big screen. But, you know, toned down, like, oh no, Zach's got hookers and he's doing drugs. Like, for a kid's franchise, I think that's a bit off the mark.
I guess to tone it down, to be like, oh, Zach spends too much time on Tumblr and drinks too much soda.
And he's got that Snapchat going all the time.
Damn it, Zach. I don't want to see all your Instagram pics of food.
Nice.
Well, hey, thanks a bunch for coming on the show. We really enjoyed it.
Definitely.
And I guess just let everybody know how they can find your show.
Sure. You can go to rangercommand.com. We're on Twitter at rangercommandph. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/rangercommandpowerhour. And we release a new episode every other Saturday. And thanks to our Patreon supporters, we release a bonus episode every month. So there's at least 3 episodes a month for our show.
Oh, interesting.
And of course, if you're checking this out on our website, you will always find links below. And now I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.